Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I'm just here with a quick update. Hopefully it won't be too long. Firstly, we've had an email through from a lady called Mariana and she works on the Cutty's Ark in Greenwich in London. Now, the only thing I know about that is that you pass it when you run the London Marathon. More than that, that's the sum total of my knowledge, but it sounds interesting. Apparently, on the 10th of November, which is a Tuesday, from 2:30 p.m. to 1600 hours, so 4 o'clock, there is an audio-described tour of the Cutty's Ark. And it's £13.50 for concessions, but your guide or companion will get in for free. It's £17 full price. And the information, it says, explore the ship and her fascinating story on this audio described tour for blind and partially sighted visitors. Come on board and get hands-on with history on the world's last remaining tea clipper. So for any of you history buffs, that sounds quite good. For information, you need to, you can email bookings, that's plural, at r for Romeo, m for Mike, g for golf, .co.uk, or you can telephone on 020 831 26608. So yeah, if you go, let us know what it was like. It sounds quite interesting. So now I need to talk about the blog. Ian is reducing his blog to once a fortnight. But the reason for this is that he really wants other people to contribute. So if you're a bit of a blogger, you fancy having a go, then get in touch. You can either contact me, info@vitalk.co.uk, or leave me a voice message on 0161 298 8255. Or you can contact Ian or myself through the Facebook group or, for the time being, through Audioboo, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Or you can contact us on Facebook or Twitter. So, yeah, if you fancy it, you don't have to commit to doing it once a week or once a month even. If you want to have just do one blog post because you feel strongly about something, you've got something to say about something to do with visual impairment, then get in touch. We're always happy to hear from you. It'd be great to have different age groups and different points of view and everything. You know, we don't all have to agree on everything. So get in touch. Your blog post would go on the website and then we'd get it into audio, so it would go on here on the media page, on Twitter and maybe even on the main group. Okay, cookery. Now, I've been looking long and hard for a cook, you may recall, and Sam was going to do it and then had other commitments, but she's back. She's got in touch and said that she's happy to help. So we're setting Sam up with Dropbox at the moment and getting a joint folder so she can contribute more easily. So just waiting for Sam to do that, but we've also got a guy who is interested in taking part. Now, he was a chef but lost his sight and he's quite interested, so I'm going to have a chat with him hopefully, and so we may have two cooks contributing, which is just going to be great because it will just stop the load being too big for either one of them. So that's really good, so hopefully that will be starting soon. Okay, DMs and comments. I'm reliably told that DMs and comments on audio booms are disappearing. I don't know the exact date. If anyone does, let me know. So it's going to make life a little bit complicated because where you sometimes comment on a boom or a blog that's put up here, you're not going to be able to do that, presumably. And you're not going to be able to DM somebody to tell them what you thought of their piece, blog, whatever. So the Facebook group is obviously there. There's 900 plus members on there now, which is absolutely fantastic, a real diverse community. So feel free to go and join the group on Facebook if you want to. Every post that's put on here goes to our media page on Facebook. Now, if you want to leave a comment and you're on Facebook, you can do that, because just leave the comment as you would on Facebook with the relevant post. And if the person who contributed it, say it's a blog post from Wendy or Sophia, I will let them know that you've commented and pass on any information or anything you've got to say about it. The other thing is that the posts all go on Twitter, so you can always drop us a DM on Twitter. You can always leave a voicemail or drop an email through, and I will endeavour to make sure that the relevant person gets the feedback or the comment that you would have wanted to put. DMs, well, that's a bit of a shame that they're getting rid of DMs, but we've got the voicemail there for VI Talk. So again, 0161 298 8255. I'm on Facebook, I'm just Jo Fishwick, same as I am on Audioboo really, and you can find me through the various VI Talk outlets and everything. Okay, so that's that. Finally, I think it's just to mention the book club. There's 80 odd on the book club now, which has just turned into a great little community, and that's run by Sam and Nikki. I'm just there to sort of help out if and when they need it. Now the book up for review this time is Tara Road by Maeve Binchy, and that's available through the RNIB, and I think possibly available through Calibre as well, though I'm not sure about that one. But that's being reviewed on Wednesday the 28th, so this coming Wednesday. So if you want to join the book club, feel free. Look for it on Facebook. It's just VI Talk Book Club. But if you've any problems, give me a shout, and we'll endeavour to help you find that and join. It's been suggested that around Halloween we discuss scary books, so your horror favourites, or your thrillers if you're into Stephen King or James Herbert, or more of the classics, your Frankenstein or your Draculas, or even modern takes on vampires and werewolves. I know the Twilight saga art, is it Twilight, I think, and I'm in the middle of reading a series by Janine Frost, and that's about vampires, and it's a modern take. That's quite interesting, I'm quite enjoying that. As usual, it's the stories of good and evil, but yeah, so if you fancy getting involved with that, give us a shout or find us on Facebook, and either Nikki or Sam or myself will add you. If you've any problems, give us a shout. I'm doing a test on Skype in the next couple of days to see how easy it is to do a group Skype chat from my phone. If that's successful, then we're going to hopefully do some live book club chats. So rather than, it'll still be discussed on Facebook, but we'll be able to get a group of people together to do a live chat to talk about a book that they've been reviewing on the book club, or even just a general one, so that people can exchange ideas about what books they're reading and take it from there. So that should be coming very soon, providing the test goes okay. Okay, other than that, just the usual things going on. Sophia is going to be back very soon with another baby blog post, and she's going to have baby Margot with her. So for those of you that have been waiting to be introduced to Margot, she's going to be there with Sophia, which is going to be really nice. And Wendy's just done her second blog post about her education series, and she's looking for ideas or any hints or help that you can give, as she's having a few teething problems. So give that a listen and see if you can help Wendy out. Jenny's there with her music blog, so if you want to contribute to the music blog, feel free. You know, tell us what music means to you, or how you know you use music in your life, if you're a professional musician or a music producer, anything like that. We've had some great people on so far for our coffee break, so feel free to contribute to that. All of these things, the blogs etc., I'm trying to keep in playlists to make it easier for people to find them if they've missed any. Now I'm trying to keep on top of it, so bear with me because it's a little bit trickier on your phone. But yeah, Wendy, Jenny, Sophia, Ian's blog, they're all going to be in playlists, and any others that there are. Torch Trust, I am trying to keep up with that and put that up every week. That's the journey thought for the week. So for anybody who likes to listen to that, that's available here on a weekly basis. It doesn't go up on a specific day. It goes up basically when I get it and when I get time to put it up. If there's anything else that you can think of that you would like featuring on VI Talk, if you'd like help joining any of the groups or anything like that, then please give me a shout, drop me an email, leave me a voicemail, contact me any which way you can. It's absolutely fine. If there's anything that you would like to contribute, then again, please let me know and we will sort that out. Okay, I'll leave it there for now. Thanks for listening. It was a bit of a ramble, but as always, take care and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.